This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today asserted that trains like Vande Bharat, Namo Bharat and Amrit Bharat are laying the foundation for the next generation of Indian railways. The Prime Minister was addressing the gathering after flagging off four new Vande Bharat Express trains from Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh. Mr. Modi flagged off the Banaras Khajuraho Vande Bharat train from Varanasi railway station along with three other Vande Bharat trains virtually to enhance connectivity in major regions of the country. They will operate on the Lucknow-Saharanpur, Firozpur-Delhi and Ernakulam-Bengaluru routes. Highlighting the importance of reforms in Indian railways, the Prime Minister said, now even foreign tourists are amazed to see the Vande Bharat trains.
आज देश के अलग-अलग हिस्सों में नई वंदे भारत ट्रेनों की शुरुआत हो रही। काशी से खजुराहो वंदे भारत के अलावा फिरोजपुर दिल्ली वंदे भारत, लखनऊ सहारनपुर वंदे भारत और एर्नाकुलम बेंगलुरु वंदे भारत इसको भी हरी झंडी दिखाई गई। इन चार नई ट्रेनों के साथ ही अब देश में 160 से ज्यादा नई वंदे भारत ट्रेनों का संचालन होने लगा।
Union Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav and Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath were also present at the event. Later, Prime Minister Modi interacted with children on board the new Banaras Khajuraho Vande Bharat Express flagged off today. Prime Minister Modi will inaugurate the National Conference on Strengthening Legal Aid Delivery Mechanisms at the Supreme Court of India in New Delhi this evening. The Prime Minister will launch the Community Mediation Training Module prepared by the National Legal Services Authority. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. The two-day conference will deliberate on key aspects of the legal services framework. President Draupadi Murmu will embark on a state visit to Angola and Botswana beginning today. This is the first ever visit by an Indian head of state to these two African nations. President Draupadi Murmu's state visit to Angola and Botswana underscores the importance India places on deepening its engagement with Africa and strengthening partnerships with nations of the Global South. During her visit, scheduled from 8th to 13th of this month, President Murmu will hold bilateral talks with her counterparts, address the parliaments and interact with the Indian community in the two African countries. The Civil Aviation Ministry has said that Airports Authority of India at Indira Gandhi International Airport in Delhi has addressed the technical issue in the Automatic Message Switching System or AMSS which caused delays in processing flight plan messages. The AMSS systems are up and functional now. Several domestic and international flights at the airport were delayed due to the technical issue. In a statement, the ministry said, due to some backlogs, there may be some delays in the normal functioning of automated operations, but assured that the situation regarding flight delays will be normal soon. US President Donald Trump has announced that no American officials will attend this year's G20 summit in South Africa, citing allegations of mistreatment toward the country's minority white farmers. President Trump accused the South African government of permitting violence, killings and illegal land seizures against Afrikaners. He added that he looks forward to hosting the 2026 G20 summit in Miami instead. The sacred relics of Lord Buddha enshrined at the National Museum in New Delhi will travel to Bhutan today for an 11-day public exposition. Social Justice and Empowerment Minister Dr. Virendra Kumar will lead the delegation. Ministry of Culture said that the exposition is part of the Global Peace Prayer Festival in Thimphu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended greetings to veteran BJP leader LK Advani on his 90th birthday today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi prayed for Mr. Advani's good health and a long life. The Prime Minister described Mr. Advani as a statesman blessed with towering vision and intellect whose life has been devoted to strengthening India's progress. In men's cricket, India will take on host Australia in the final game of the five-match T20 series at the Gabba in Brisbane today. The match is scheduled to begin at 1:45 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.